mystery, deep conspiracies, the curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. Mothman sightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective brain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collective ring, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome back to the shack. And I'm Wilbur. That's just me expelling that anger. It's just oozing out. I don't know why this show gets me angry, but the things we cover sure does fire me up.
Like next week, we'll talk about the gassing of migratory birds.
Wonderful, yes.
The public execution for the convenience of a few property owners.
Lakefront owners that are inconvenienced by living creatures that live there. That live there. How inconvenient. Ugh. Ugh. But yeah, that's not today.
Next week.
Let's just dial that back. Let's bottle that up for next week. And we'll explode then.
Oh, Daniels.
So let's, yeah.
Getting goats.
Yep, that's true.
Daniel lives in town and hates the local government.
Subvert the dominant paradigm.
Mm-hmm. Daniel's mother is very against this.
Why? I thought she loved goats.
She does.
So what's the big deal?
The in-town thing.
But why doesn't she like that idea?
Because it's going to raise fights.
For who?
So is my 10-foot-tall ostrich.
Aren't things that are right and wrong worth fighting for?
I agree. No, I'm fine with it.
Isn't freedom worth fighting for?
Because I downloaded the ordinances and read them fully.
Right.
Could find nothing about it.
Right, exactly. So let's not let them pencil pushers control our lives. Huh?
It's not a dangerous exotic. That's literally dangerous exotic, dangerous dogs, and restricted snakes are the only things listed.
What's restricted mean?
I'm assuming by the state of Ohio.
Gotcha.
Like it's a double down, like anacondas. Yeah. Green anacondas are illegal here in Ohio.
If the Ohio says you can't have it,
all
town.
All venomous snakes.
Yeah.
There's actually only one active venomous snake permit in all of Ohio currently. For private residents.
Okay.
They make it impossible to get.
What is it? The rubber snake?
No. To own venomous snakes.
Oh,
there's
gotcha.
A permit that the state of Ohio will give you out.
Gotcha.
But they make it impossible. They don't want anybody to do it.
Right.
But one guy just died last year or the year before that had the permit. And so now there's only one existing permit in Ohio.
Jeez.
For private ownership.
They're really locking down.
And both of those guys were professors at colleges.
Hmm.
So they didn't want to leave the collection, like where people could break in and get to a cobra.
Yeah.
They would take them home, but to take them home, you need a permit.
Right, makes sense.
Because colleges, it's like if you actually have an educational, if you're a zoo or a college, like you can get venomous snakes.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
But if you're like private ownership is extremely difficult.
And then the police comes in and the guy's like, all right, you can check all the snakes, but don't check that one. Don't kill that one.
Oh, no, they were supposed to kill snakes there.
And then they went in and killed the one snake he said don't. Oops, is all he said.
Yeah, they didn't have an apartment. And then they told him to calm down.
Yeah. Yeah, calm down. It was
40-year breeding project.
Yeah.
Goats.
Oops.
Goats.
Government.
We're going to talk about goats, the ultimate guide for beginners. Why do I like goats so much?
Yeah, why do you want to talk about goats, and why do you want to have goats in your backyard, in the local, in-town farmstead, homestead, whatever
we you are want. The Ada farm.
Yeah, you're becoming it.
Oh, no, I mean.
The one that, yeah, because the one outside of town's finally.
They haven't had animals.
Oh, that wasn't
a
farm. That was the Ada Zoo.
The Ada Zoo, and they haven't had animals in a couple of years.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that house beside it burnt down or whatever.
Yeah, I did. They're rebuilding it currently.
Yep, they are. All right. Goats. Why do we want them? Why do we need them?
So goats are a perfect addition to many backyards because they can be raised for fiber, milk, and meat.
Mm.
They're also good land management, and any goat farmer will tell you, entertainment.
Oh, yeah. They like to jump on stuff.
They are like acrobatic dumb dogs.
Yeah.
I've never met an animal so smart and so dumb.
And they're good lawnmowers.
They do work very well for that.
Yeah.
So learning how to raise goats is fun. And like the rest of the backyard farming journey we've been on, it's long for your first goat arrives on your property. Let's talk about it. The article we're going to cover is by, I can't even say this name. Carlson's in it. So thank you, Carlson. It's like a username. So it's got a bunch of just gibberish. Okay.
Then is there something Carlson?
It's on one of the farm forums that I'm on.
Okay.
So, like, took the time to write it. But, yeah. So the 10 steps to raising goats for beginners. Bringing any animal into your backyard farm means you're taking on a lot of responsibility. And goats are a little bit of escape artist. And eating machines.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got to be careful of that.
So, they need an enclosed, I guess, pen. That's very secure.
My dad went to the ER over a pygmy goat, which is one of the smallest breeds.
What did it do?
It was a ninja. So it would literally run and hop on three or four walls of the barn stall it was in to get up to his like face level and ram him.
Oh, okay.
But it's like the size of a shih tzu.
So it got him.
Yeah, and it hit him one time where he had an ulcer he didn't know about. And he didn't know why it hurt so bad. And then he hit the ground, as in this goat's like just headbutting him. The thing weighs like 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it took him out.
Well, it knew.
And we also had a 500-pound boar goat with giant curled horns.
That sounds like, was he aggressive?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was straight from Africa.
Oh, that's good.
Straight from Africa.
Hmm. Interesting.
His name was Bugs.
Bugs. It's a good game for a goat.
Made a lot of kids. That was his job. That's what they're called.
I know.
So let's talk about, are you raising goats for meat? Are you raising goats for milk? Do you know what breed of goat you're interested in? So knowing why you're raising goats will help you make the best decision about goat housing, food, and health. For the scope of this article, we will focus on small-scale backyard goat herds. Mine will only be two animals because you can't just do one.
Why is that?
They are social creatures. They're herd animals.
Okay, so they need companions.
Yeah, I never advise anybody just getting a single goat.
What if you got like one goat and one dog?
Now, here's the thing is the dog's going to be with it 24/7. They're fine with it.
Okay.
But if they're not going to be with it, they don't like being alone ever.
Gotcha. Okay. Too panicky.
They're not really panicky animals, but it's just that they get lonely.
Yeah.
They literally get lonely. And they'll sit at the edge of the fence and scream all day.
You don't want that in town.
No. So goats can be added to backyard farms to raise meat, fiber, land management, such as they love to eat poison ivy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So when we had a farm, there was tons of, mom had these giant purple trees that were highly toxic.
Okay.
And one goat just kept eating them, and we're just like, oh, whatever, because we couldn't keep this goat pinned. And we had to open, like, locks and door handles.
Yeah.
And then ate the whole tree and never died or nothing.
Huh.
Got diarrhea one day.
Wow.
And every vet was like, yeah, it should be dead.
Oh,
ironclad stomachs.
Is it just the quality of the goat, I guess? Like the qualities the goat has. That
keeps
it
from dying. Name was Miracle.
Yeah.
And she was an idiot.
Okay.
And she was unkillable.
But I mean, would any of goat have died?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do think. She was also extremely large, and that may have helped.
Okay.
The bulk of her body.
Because doesn't poison ivy spread through oils in the leaves?
Yeah. So it just matters if your skin cells will recept it and stuff like that.
Oh, gotcha. So theirs obviously don't.
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, so they actually eat like bristles and like poker bushes and anything that can stab. Like they have a lot of tough skin in their mouth.
Huh.
So if you look at a goat, so goats actually don't have top teeth on the front part of their mouth. You can let a goat chew on you as long as it's just the front part because it's gums.
Oh, wow.
Because that's the gripping and ripping.
Okay.
For plants. But they still have their both sets of grinding teeth in the back.
Right, yeah.
So I've seen people really get hurt by like doing the front part and being like, look at it. And, you know, it can't bite me. And then they stick their hand too far back.
And it gets you.
And it will hurt.
That's like that. I think it was in Russia. They would train these bears to wrestle with.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd remove their front teeth, like all their teeth in the front and canine and stuff, but they still had their molars. And what the bear, and then they would remove their claws and stuff too. And these bears would grab guys' hands and they'd shove them into the back of their mouth just so they could bite their fingers off. They would get, there was one guy, they got him, but most of the time, you know, they couldn't really hurt you unless they just saw the weight, but that's the only way they could. And they would try.
So, like I said, land management, milk, breeding, and simply to keep as pets.
Oh, fair.
They do make really good pets.
My friend Shane has two goats, and he does not use them for meat or milk.
No, they make good pets.
I said, why did you get goats in? He's like, well, I had a barn.
I like them.
I said, okay, well, you got to, he's like, I put something in it. Fair.
Got to put something in it. So when you want to select the best breed for based upon your goals, because there's many breeds of goat, and they are much better at things than others. Some goats are much better for milk, while other goats are more ideal for meat, carcasses, and others are much better for pets.
Oh, okay.
Because some goats are kind of panicky or shy or standoffish, and some goats are very lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
I had one for a long time that would not leave my lap like a dog. And then Miracle was a breed that gets extremely large, but she should have died like 8 times because we bought her for $1 at an auction.
Yeah.
Because they threw her in the show arena, and she basically fell over dead. So mom bought her for $1 just so she could die in the car where it was warm because it was like freezing outside.
Yeah.
And she didn't die. So we brought her home and dad's like, I don't know. So she couldn't eat. She was too weak. Dad tube fed her in the stomach, oof, left her on the register and it never died.
Nice.
We just kept waiting like, all right, well, we're just trying to make you comfortable so you can die easy.
And she just lived.
Problem is that she was raised inside for a lot longer than most goats are.
Yeah.
So she thought she was a dog.
Right. I thought inside is where she should be.
And she would break into the house constantly. And she was like 300 pounds.
That's funny.
So if you're raising goats for meat, how will you maintain the herd size, breeding and purchasing new animals? If you're raising goats for milk, you will need to breed them. What will you do with the new goats that are born? So like, yeah, to get a goat in milk, they have to be pregnant first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to let them nurse. And then once the babies are weaned, it's a hard transition. You got to catch it right. Because then you have to start milking that goat.
Ah, okay. And then that's how, and it just keeps going?
Yeah.
It's like a doesn't stop, basically?
They won't stop producing milk, like a cow, right?
As long as you don't stop, basically. Yeah. Okay.
And I think cows are roughly the same way. And if you're, so you'll need to, what you do with the goats are born. Fiber goats typically need to be sheared. So if you're picking a goat breed specifically to get fiber, the hair off the animal.
Mm-hmm.
It will become a problem if you do not take it off.
Well, yeah, it makes sense.
And you need to know if there's a local that will do this thing. So, or you'll have to get your own shearing equipment, which is quite expensive.
So know that. Get that figured out beforehand. Yes. Before buying one.
Pet goats can be fun. Do you have enough space for them? How will you care for them when you're in and out of town? You know, you have to have somebody to, you know, come watch them for you. If you're breeding goats, you will need to keep males and females separate because you don't want them to breed at certain times of the year.
Duh.
Because you got to plan when you want kids, and you kind of try to stagger it a little bit because you don't want them all born in one night.
Right, yeah.
Because we had male goats break out, and then all of them, and then we had, you know, 10 kids that one night.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So, it was hard. We actually lost 4 that night, I believe.
Dang.
Because it just wasn't.
You couldn't keep up.
Goats need extremely strong fencing and shelter, as well as vet care. So make sure you have the resources for those to keep them happy and healthy. And do you have plants in your yards that are poisonous to goats? And there is a small list of plants that are poisonous to goats, so you can look that up.
Hmm. Do you have it on here or no?
I do. I mean, I can pull it up. It's a separate list.
Oh, okay. Well,
I already clicked the button.
All right. Well, so we're going for it. I mean, it's good to know. This is good information to have for people. If
it's thousands. So this is a pretty...
Oh, okay. Well, just go ahead and at home, look up that list.
Because they can eat a lot more. The list that they can eat is about 80 times bigger than the list they can't.
Yeah, so it's like hyper-specific stuff, like, I don't know.
avocados, box elder, cantaloupes, China berry trees.
That's a weird one.
Choke cherry leaves, dog hobble, elephant ear, which is a common plant for gardens and such.
Mm-hmm.
Flax wax, fiddle necks. I'm just kind of looking for any that I kind of recognize.
Yeah.
All the lilies, the lilacs, all that stuff.
No good for goat.
Milkweed.
Ooh.
Which I think is in abundance because I've had them eat milkweed.
Yeah.
It never died. But I'm assuming it's how much they eat. All nightshades. Red maple leaves.
Huh.
Rhubarb, which is toxic to us. Rhubarb is such a scary plant to have in the garden.
Scary good.
Well, they are really toxic.
Yeah.
Wild cherries.
Wow.
So that's right. A short list. I skipped around a lot.
Okay, fair.
So choosing the best breed for your backyard farm. So tell me about some dairy goats, Wilbur.
Tell you about some?
Yeah, list me some dairy goat breeds.
I know zero about goats. I literally know none. I don't know a breed of goat. Bearded?
No. That's funny, though. Classic dairy goats. Your most famous ones are the first four I'm going to read. The Alpines, the La Manchas, the Nigerian Dwarfs, which are the two I'm getting, are Nigerian Dwarfs.
Okay.
Because they're very small, and yeah. They still produce about a gallon a day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And Nubians, which is my favorite goat.
Nubians. I think we've seen them at the small animal auction.
We've seen all of those at the small animal auction.
Okay.
La Manchas don't have ears, so it's easy to tell.
Oh, yeah. I remember them.
Alpines are the big, the normal, your standard goat with the pointed ears.
Okay.
Nubians have the big floppy ears and the rounded face.
Okay.
And they're, to me, Nubians are always the sweetest.
Mm.
We had a whole bunch of them in our milking herd, and they were extremely sweet animals. All of our favorite goats were always Nubians. All of our least favorite goats were always Pygmies.
Oh, okay. They get the most attitude.
Yeah, they'll murder you. If they got bigger, they would kill us all.
Yeah.
So those are the first four for the dairy goat breeds, and they're the most famous and the easiest to find.
Okay.
Nigerian Dwarfs in the last decade have become much, much more popular because I think they had a really hard start here in the U.S. because they look kind of similar to Pygmies.
Okay.
So Pygmies already have a pretty a reputation.
So people didn't want them.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because Pygmies do not produce very well milk or anything like that.
Oh, okay.
So Nigerians are a little bigger than Pygmies and produce a gallon. Oh. When a Nubian would produce up to 2 gallons a day.
Nice. All right.
Other ones are the Old Shearers, the Shawnee, the Stable, and the Ogenbergs, which are more rare breeds.
Oh, those are more milking breeds?
Yes.
Okay.
So those are the other four milking breeds.
Never heard of any of them.
I've never seen them.
Wow.
I've been around a lot of goats.
Yeah.
So those are the more rare breeds.
Okay.
Meat goats, your first, couple. Boer goats are the number one in the world. That's your classic white goat with a red or brown head.
Okay.
Maybe a couple other splotches and the horns that go back.
Yep. Okay. Seen plenty of them.
Boer goats are probably the number one goat in the world.
Yeah.
Their breed. I've known people that have milked them. They're not great for it, but they're not bad for it. They're definitely a carcass goat.
Gotcha.
They produce an amazing meat carcass.
They're beefy.
Yeah, but not overly fat or anything like that.
Oh, I mean goaty. I guess it's more goaty.
Gene Master, which is a newer breed, which is, I believe, from boar goats, but it's been specialized into a new breed.
CRISPRized?
No, I think just selective breeding.
Oh, okay. No, dire wolf stuff going
Kiko,
on.
Kiko,
huh?
Kinder, Pygmies, Savannahs, and Spanish are also meat breeds.
Okay.
So Pygmies, they don't get very big, but they do produce a pretty nice carcass. Fiber goats, Angora is the number one. Angora goats. You can find them around here.
I think I've heard of Angora.
Yeah, you probably have stuff that's made with Angora.
Okay, probably, yeah.
Angora fibers,
yeah.
Which is goat fur.
Hmm.
But you just shear them off. Pygora, which is spelled almost the same, and cashmere.
Ooh, that's where cashmere comes from, goats?
A type of cashmere comes from goats, yes.
So, the really fancy, expensive is goat. No way. I never knew that.
Where did you think it came from?
No idea. I never really thought about it. Some fancy, I don't know, alpaca or something. I never thought about it.
Small goat breed. So these are more your entertainment or just family pets.
Okay.
A Pygora, Pygmy, Nigerian Dwarf, Kinder, mini Manchas, and mini Silkies.
Like the chicken?
Like, spelled like the chicken. They're not the chickens, obviously.
Which ones are the fainting guys?
So fainting goats is actually, I believe it's in the, I think it's in the Nigerian dwarf genes.
Okay.
So that's a kind of a, you know why they bred to do that? Have I told you?
Don't they... They it's like playing. No, wait.
It's not. They don't willingly do it.
No. It's yeah.
It's a genetic disease.
Right.
They've been specifically bred to have.
When they get stressed, their muscles all lock up,
yeah.
Don't they? Yeah.
So they put them in herds of more expensive animals.
That's right.
So if a predator's in there, they'll stop and they're the sacrifice.
Yes. And they'll eat them rather than the expensive
keep chasing
goats.
Stuff.
Yeah. Makes sense. That's what a horrible existence to be bred into.
I can't remember if they're pygmies or Nigerians.
It always seems. Oh, are they both smaller?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Say it's always smaller goats.
They're small goats.
Yeah.
They're in the small goat, but that's not a breed. Fainting goat isn't a breed of goat.
Right.
It's a genetic defect in a breed of goat.
Gotcha.
But locals have them. But the problem is, like, the trick you buy them for, it's like why you buy a puffer fish, is so you can watch it puff up.
Yeah.
Some people buy a puffer fish because of that. Once they get used to you, they're never going to puff up because it's a defensive thing. So, like, the fainting goats... Once you buy them and you like, to scare them to make them faint. You do that a couple times.
And they're done.
They're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah. Well, that ruins all the fun.
So people literally bring back their fainting goats. He stopped fainting.
He stopped working.
Yeah.
No, he's working better. He's fine now.
Yeah, he's not having a heart attack every 2 minutes. Yeah,
basically. I don't like this. I like my goats to be on edge all the time.
I like my goats to be on meth.
Yeah, high anxiety.
Build a shelter that keeps your goats in the pen and out of the elements. So goats are extremely hardy animals, but they need a shelter that keeps them out of extreme hot summer suns and very cold rain, snow, and wind.
Mm-hmm.
The climate where they live will dictate the type of shelter that you need for goats. You know, most here in Ohio, I know most people, as long as you have a couple of them, they really don't need an insulated shelter.
Okay.
But if you live more north, you probably will need that.
Yeah.
As long as you have a couple of them, because they'll share body heat. They'll all lay together and stuff like that. At the minimum, you need a shelter with a roof and something to protect them from the wind. It could be a barn, a shed, a large doghouse in some cases. Everybody's used all kinds of goat housing options. Just two goats, most people just keep them in a shed.
Simple enough.
Yeah. But yeah.
Basically just keeping them out of the wind.
Yeah, out of the wind and rain and the snow.
Right.
Just give them someplace. Mm. Like, and we had the same thing with our horses and goats, and it'd still be snow and rain, and they'd be standing out in the middle of the pasture.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they just don't. I don't know. They don't think.
Or they just don't care.
Sometimes they don't care.
Yeah.
You got to create a pasture with extremely sturdy fences. So here's the rule. Goats can easily jump 4 feet.
Okay.
Vertically.
No matter what.
Yeah. Easily. I don't care if it's little or big. And then a lot of them. Can jump and do the angles and get even higher.
Ooh, like high jumping.
Yeah. So yeah. Goats, ibexes, they're famous for the climbing on 89 degree slopes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen those videos.
Yeah, they're goats.
Just insane.
Keep in mind, goats can climb.
And they can do the Forsby flop.
I've seen goats on roofs of 3-story houses. Not even joking.
Well, I mean, you've seen the videos of them on the side of a cliff face. It's just
yeah.
Vertical. And they're standing
on
it.
And you come home and you have a herd of goats on your roof and you don't know what to do.
Yeah, because now you get them down.
And then you just go to bed, and then they'll be down in the morning.
Yeah. They're just up there to lick the salt off the roof.
Lick the salt. So you need to make sure whatever you're going to keep them in, they will be. Because if a goat gets out one time, they will get out forever.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest warning for new goat farmers is build it secure once. I don't care if you think there's no way they can get out of it. They can. They're goats.
Yeah.
Build the secure thing the first time.
They're going to find a way.
Because if they get out, they will always try to get out.
Yeah.
And you can ruin a goat, literally.
Mm.
Miracle was our example. Because she figured out she can get in the house, and it doesn't matter what you did, she would, until she would finally start breaking, like, glass.
Yeah. Again. Gosh.
Yeah. So most people highly suggest 6-foot fencing, metal and wood combined. Because they'll scrape on their bellies, they'll, you know, climb stuff. Just use your best judgment and research.
Just keep them in.
The best food, water, and supplements for your goats. Learning how to feed your goats is relatively easy. Goats are naturally foragers. So they eat leaves, brambles, other forage material. They will eat grass, but they prefer other forage materials first. First off, your goats need high-quality hay, especially in the winter, or if your pasture is too small. So So if you're not pasture raising your goats, or like if you haven't penned most of the time,
yeah,
which some of the smaller breeds, they don't care. You need higher grade though, hey, to feed them.
Okay.
Because they're not getting any of the nutrients from green grass.
Right, exactly.
You can feed your goats hay in the free choice method or setting a time of day. The free choice method is building like a little side box that you just put a bunch of hay in. So when they're hungry, they can go over there and eat it. And if they're not hungry, they just leave it.
Right.
Yeah. There's always food available. Or you can feed them at certain times of day. We did a little mix of both.
Uh-huh.
And we had a whole bunch of goats, and it was really dependent on the goats. Because some goats would pull all the hay out of that thing immediately and trash it.
Yeah.
And others were like, the Nubian herd never did that. They never cared. You could leave the whole thing in there. But the boars and the pygmies would rip it all out.
Just pull it out?
Yeah.
Huh. So inconsiderate.
Building or buying a hay feeder to keep your hay off the ground will definitely reduce the amount of hay that is ruined. There's several easy ones. Like a lot of people build the little board ones that just have like fencing on the front of it.
Yeah.
They're not expensive to build. And they're not terribly expensive to buy either. Pretty much every Tractor Supply, family, farm and home.
Oh, yeah.
They have them.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're like $30 for the screw-on ones that go on a wall.
Oh, shoot.
Or they're like $10 to build.
That's easy, yeah.
If you have scrap wood, you can build one.
Right, yeah. Just got to hold hay and keep it in.
Yeah. And have wide enough that the goats can mostly fit their faces into it, but you don't want them to get their head stuck. In addition to hay, most people feed their goats goat grain. This adds protein, vitamins, and minerals to your goat's diet. Grain is especially important during bad weather or when your goats are kidding or if you're milking goats.
Mm. Can you just feed them, though, like chickens?
What do you mean?
Like all your scraps?
No.
You can't?
No.
Oh, okay.
Herbivores.
Oh.
Chickens are omnivores.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, you can make goats really sick by feeding them too much protein-rich stuff and all that stuff. Think about it. They don't eat anything like that.
Yeah, true.
Grain is especially important during these bad weathers. Don't overfeed your goats because that can cause other problems like bloat and like the disease where their stomach flops.
Mm.
Goats will not stop eating grain.
Mm, so you got to control that.
Regulate it. Yeah, you just look up how many scoops. Like I use the classic Tractor Supply scoop.
Mm.
Just look up how many scoops per goat. I believe this is years and years ago. I haven't had goats in years. But I believe it was basically we did like one full scoop per full-size goat and half a scoop per little goat.
Oh, okay.
Roughly, but it may be different now or the different feed values may have changed that.
Right, yeah.
Because it's really sweet. You know, most of the time they have molasses in them, so they can be pretty sweet.
Yeah. Goat candy.
Goats also need free choice minerals. So most people also provide their goats free choice baking soda.
Okay.
So you just put a little dish screwed to a piece of the fence.
What's that dude? Just gives them.
It's a mineral that they need. Goats will take when they need it. You can also give your goats some table scraps. Most scraps are fine for them to eat, like bulk greens. So like salad stuff. I wouldn't do like a lot of the heavy dressing stuff. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Don't feed them bread, nothing like that.
Mm.
Like, but a little bit of croutons or something is not going to hurt a goat.
Right, yeah.
But goats will, because if it tastes good, they'll eat it all.
Okay, gotcha.
It's good or bad for them.
You don't want to put too much ranch on there.
Yeah, or sugar and stuff like that, because they can get super addicted.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I know also a lot of people use the salt licks for them, too.
Okay.
We'll give them a big salt lick and just let them go at, free choice.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I've had goats never touch one. I've had goats that will go nuts for them, especially if you're going to milk the goats.
Oh, they like that.
But yeah, because they're turning a lot of their food they're taking in immediately into liquid protein sources.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
So they don't eat a lot of protein in their diet, plant matter and stuff like that, and calcium. So like baking soda and all that stuff provides a lot of high calcium counts.
Mm, okay.
So you just got to watch it, what you're doing for them. But just like the grain, don't overdo it with the table scraps because they will not stop eating them.
So
horses and goats will eat until they die.
Regulate your goat's diet.
Yeah. Basically. Horses and goats will eat until they die.
Gotcha.
You can kill them so easy just from that, just because you're like, oh, they're still hungry, and other animals will stop, when they're full.
Right. But they don't have that governor.
Yeah. Because when they're grazing, you kind of constantly got to be grazing.
Right. Because you're burning it off as you're walking around.
And it's not very nutritious because you're basically fermenting in your gut.
Yeah.
So when you're eating hyper nutritious food or, more nutritious food, you're still just eating, like protein poisoning. You can kill their gut and all that stuff. Where was I? It's important also to provide your goats with clean, fresh water. They will do everything in their power to stop you.
Okay, fair.
If you can secure the water bucket so it doesn't get knocked over and they can't poop and pee in it, that's best.
Yeah.
It's a hard, you got to figure out that level of how tall they are and how tall their butthole is.
Gotcha.
And it's there's not very much of a difference.
No, but if they can find a way to poop in it, they will.
I've watched goats hundreds of times back their butthole right up to the water dish just to shoot those pellets all in it.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's just like us.
I don't know why they do it.
Why do we do it?
Because we do it so it moves, it leaves.
Maybe they just think the water sound is comforting.
They just like it.
Yeah.
Goats will knock over water. They'll ram water buckets. They'll get into water buckets. They'll stand on top of water buckets. They'll destroy water buckets. Goats, if they can, they will ruin water extremely quick.
You basically need like a hamster, like water bottle thing.
People make... Not a hamster one, but they make basically these tubes
and goat
PVC.
Size. Yeah.
They come down that are hooked up to like a big bucket.
Yeah.
Like the chicken ones, but supersized.
Right. Yeah.
But they'll ram the PC pipes and break them too.
Gosh. Man, goats.
Think of goats as a prisoner in Alcatraz that you just put in a wooden pin.
Okay. And he's been in Alcatraz for a while.
Yeah. And he will get out.
He's just ready to get out. He's trying constantly. No guards.
If you're in a place where it gets below freezing, heated water buckets will be a big help. You can buy them at most farm stores.
Yep.
Raising goats in the winter can add an extra challenge when feeding and watering your goats.
We used to make a little side tangent here.
No, go ahead.
We used to make heated like dog food bowls at Plastics Factory.
Mm-hmm.
We'd make them. We used to have them for a while. That's just back in the 90s.
Oh, we had them for all of our animals.
Yeah.
Well, forever.
I mean, we used to make them.
Burnt down one of the duck coops.
Hopefully it wasn't one of the ones we made.
I guarantee it was now.
Well, we didn't do any electronic components. We
made the plastic.
Yep, we made the actual bowl.
Because it basically, it was like the reptile heat pads too for time were extremely unsafe. First off, they were burning, cooking reptiles alive. And then they were catching houses on fire.
Yeah, too good.
And now all these
things not good.
All these people in the reptile community for a long time, they complain about the new ones because like, they just don't get as hot. But yeah, because they used to burn houses down.
Yeah. What do you expect? It's a fine line.
Fine line. Bringing your goat home safely. Another tricky thing. We would literally most of the time carry them home on our laps.
Yeah.
Because it was easier.
Than them going nuts in a cage in the
back
of the car.
Or especially if you bought, so let's say you went to an auction, you bought two goats that don't know each other.
Uh-oh.
I mean, you don't know how they're going to react.
No. You shove them in a cage with each other.
And they've been scared all day at an auction.
Yeah.
But you've seen goats at auctions. Sometimes they just do not care.
No.
Yeah. They're not freaked out at all. They're just like.
Depends on the goat.
Yeah. So when you're getting ready to bring your goats home, it's worth doing some research on the best place near you to get your goats. Finding a quality farm that breeds your goats means that you can get a registered goat. And if that's important to you, there's plenty of places around, at least around us, that sell registered goats.
Oh, yeah.
You can buy mutt goats, too. I wouldn't recommend it.
Why is that?
Because you do not know what you're getting.
Okay.
Because, so here's an example. We bought a goat one time that was bred, and it was a pygmy. So it's a really small goat.
Okay.
And when we got there, we seen a boar goat. A big male boar goat, which is one of the largest breeds of goat.
Yeah.
And we asked, is that the one that bred this? And she's like, no. It was a pygmy. Wasn't registered, nothing like that. This breeder was not a great breeder.
Okay.
We took the goat home anyways. When it was starting to give birth, we realized there was a problem. It was one of the only times we ever called the vet for a goat birth.
Uh-oh, what happened?
We thought she was having three kids. It was one.
One big one.
And because it was that boar goat that bred it. It was a full-size boar goat trying to come out of her.
Oh,
and it killed her.
Oh, no.
Both of them died. They both died.
The mom and the baby?
Yeah. Baby was stillborn.
Yeah.
Baby was never alive because it died from lack of space long before she was supposed to give birth to it.
Oh, gotcha. So that goat did breed the pygmy.
Yes.
And you got her pregnant. Like you bought her pregnant.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
We were purposely buying her pregnant because we were told she was bred by another pygmy.
Right, yeah.
So we were trying to add genetics. Some of our projects.
Mm. You were bamboozled.
Yeah.
You were goat boozled.
Like I said, you can buy them unregistered. Goats, they're everywhere. I would recommend just looking into it because It takes a little bit of extra care, and it costs a little bit more to buy a registered animal. Generally speaking, you'll get a better animal out of it.
Yeah.
A healthier animal with trackable genetics. And you know exactly what you're getting.
Makes sense.
Because all these goats, it's like dog breeds, right? They all have very, very different characteristics. Any animal can be...
Temperament, yeah. Everything, yeah.
But generally speaking, breeds do have kind of set temperaments.
Yeah.
But there can be oddballs either way, good and bad.
Right, but I meant from breed to breed, yeah, they all generally act a certain way. They have certain tasks they're bred to do.
And they produce, for these animals, these are production animals.
Right, yeah.
So if you're buying it for milk production... And it has a non-milk breed mixed in.
That's not good.
It's falling very short of, you know, your goals.
What you bought it for.
Because a lot of the non-milk breeds only produce like a half gallon a day even their body size. When you look at the Nigerian, that's tiny and still produces a gallon a day.
Right, yeah.
Even though it's not producing 2 gallons or 2.5 gallons like a Nubian goat is, it's also a fifth the size.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, it's still producing a lot per what you're putting into it and what space it's taking up.
Like quail.
Like quail. But if you want an unregistered goat, if you just want a pet goat and you don't really care about a lot of that stuff, unregistered goats are fine. Just really check out the person, look around the property a little bit.
If there's a kid in the backyard with a helmet on ramming the goat.
We did that.
It's probably a fun goat to have.
It's probably a fun goat.
Have you seen that video? There's a video, I just seen it recently, of literally a kid in the backyard with a helmet on and he's going, taking shots back and forth with the goat. They're ramming each other. It's pretty, pretty funny.
Goats can carry a lot of diseases.
Ooh.
So finding a reputable farm is very important.
Okay, that helps.
Goats can be brought home as young as 2 months old. Do not ever buy a goat younger than 2 months old.
Okay.
Ask for pictures with dates on them or something.
Why?
Because people will try to sell you younger goats before they're weaned. That goat will either be sickly, it'll die, it'll always have problems. Because they want them off the mom as soon as possible.
Gotcha.
Some farmers, not a lot of farmers do this.
So they're trying to
It's a bad practice.
Trying to get rid of them.
Yes.
Gotcha.
My friend that you know very close, that's one of his more recent goats was that.
Oh.
Where he bought a 22-week-old, or not, sorry, not 22, 2.5-month-old.
Okay.
A 2.5-month-old. And he got it, and it was definitely not 2.5 months old. Maybe a month. Because he called me, and he was having all kinds of problems with it. And I'm like, that's like 4-week-old baby.
Yeah.
There's no way that should be away from mom.
Yeah.
And
so what'd he do?
He had to go get like colostrum, artificial colostrum and powdered milk for
supplement it until it was head strength.
Yeah. It's fine now, but it's always lagged.
Yeah.
They always will lag.
Mm.
They're missing a huge part of their important growth.
Development cycle. Yeah.
When you decide how you decide to transport your goats, most goats fit inside a dog crate. Some of the bigger ones won't, but most goats will fit inside of a dog crate, a large dog crate.
Yeah.
Just remember to line your car with a tarp since they pee and poop constantly.
Yeah. You don't need that floating around.
Goats most of the time poop in pellets.
Yeah.
But when they get, like, if they're stressed and stuff like that, they can get explosive diarrhea.
Oh, gosh.
I've watched it shoot over 10 feet.
Wow. That's impressive.
Onto a person.
Oh, so he hit his target.
Yeah.
What'd that person do?
Was not happy.
I mean, what'd he do to deserve it?
Just standing in the wrong spot, wrong time.
I doubt it. Yeah. He did something. The goats know.
When you bring your goat home, before introducing them to other goats, you should always do a quarantine period.
Hmm.
So goats, it's recommended at least 2 weeks. I'm always a month person.
Okay.
Just because you don't know what that goats have, all kinds of diseases.
What if he's lonely?
There's even a couple we can get from goats.
What if he's lonely?
He will be.
A whole month?
Yeah, but it's better than your whole flock dying.
I guess you're right.
Or your whole herd dying.
I guess.
Especially if you don't know a lot about the animal.
Right, yeah. No paperwork.
You buy it on auction, which I've bought plenty of goats at auctions. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you don't know what you're getting.
Right.
At all.
It's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Could be.
Normally you pay a lot less because you don't know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at the goat and be like, well, that's a Nigerian, at least on the outside.
Yeah. But you don't know what he's mixed with.
Yeah, you don't. You have no idea. But yeah, so 2 weeks is what most people say. I'm a month-long person.
Okay.
And then, you know, maybe the first 2 weeks you got to keep them completely isolated. Maybe the second 2 weeks, you know, start them where they can at least see the other goats or talk to the other goats.
Slowly introduce.
Yeah. Because I've never had a goat kill another goat. But I've seen some try.
What, ramming?
Yeah. And does will do it too. Like it's not just a male ram thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep your goats healthy from disease. When raising goats, it's very important to monitor the health of your goats. Goats need care to keep them healthy. You can start by providing them with the best feed material and minerals. Minerals are extremely important for these animals. Goats also need management systems for parasites, both internal and external.
Mm.
There is both medicated dewormer and natural dewormers you can purchase or create.
You mean ivermectin?
Yeah.
What? No, that's a horse dewormer.
It is a mammal dewormer.
What? That's not what the TV box told me.
The ones you buy at Tractor Supply are horse dewormers.
They specifically told
me. I've used them on all mammals.
They specifically told me ivermectin is a horse paste.
The one you buy that's apple and sour apple flavored is.
Oh, but they said that's all it was. Nothing else.
So the box they were showing is the box I have in the other room.
Really?
With the horse on it? Because yeah. It is. That one is for a horse. It's even the weights are in hundreds of pounds for that reason.
Right.
And dealing with large animals.
Right.
But yeah, we gave ivermectin to goats.
It was made for humans first. But all right, go on.
If that doesn't help, you can also send out a fecal test to determine any issues you have. If you have a livestock vet, we have ours is in Kenton.
Okay.
The nearest one is in Kenton. They'll do all that stuff for you. It's normally not that much. Just to get a fecal test to see that what they put it under a microscope. They do it there. They put it under a microscope and they just look for eggs or larvae of parasites.
Okay. See if anything's going on.
Yeah.
That's it.
Super easy and fast. Rotating grazing is helpful in keeping worm loads low when you're raising goats. Because if they hang out in one area for too much grazing, they'll start building up a lot of parasites. Goats always have parasites. You gotta keep on top of it. Most grazing animals do. You just got to keep on top of it.
It's just the world we live in now.
Hey. Yeah. Parasites are everywhere. Right. There's two parasitic species for every one non-parasitic.
So imagine that.
So there's a lot of them. So we would do routines, whether we've seen worms or not, where we would treat our goats with stuff like ivermectin. Or there is some natural ones that we would go through and just kind of just to keep their load low.
Right, yeah.
It's important to establish a good working relationship with your local vet when raising goats. Your goats can be seen in the vet office or sometimes home visits. Our vet, local, is very good about home visits. Obviously, it's a little more pricey because they are leaving their office and coming to you.
Right.
So keep that in mind. It's not going to be the same price as when you go there. And most of the time when you're calling a vet to come look, it's like 2 in the morning.
Because it's never a good situation.
It's never good.
Yeah.
And I think we only had it happen 2 or 3 times in the whole 20 years we were raising goats.
Oh, yeah.
Where that one that had the baby that was way too big.
Yeah, that was one.
Dot, when she had quadruplets.
Oh.
Which killed her.
Oh.
That was our favorite goat ever.
Oh, man.
Because they normally don't have quadruplets.
Huh.
And only 2 of the quadruplets survived.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there was another situation we had one time. But normally, we were pretty good about handling everything else. I mean, we had dozens of kids a year.
Yeah.
And we got pretty good at it. And just every once in a while, there was just a situation where like, nope.
Oh, yeah. You can't control everything.
That's a little over our pay grade.
Right, yeah.
So crawl around, find a vet that you know takes goats, and ask if they do house calls in emergencies.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, they won't come out, just do any kind of house call. But if it's an emergency, most farm or livestock vets will.
Will, yeah.
Your vet will help you determine which vaccines are right for your goats and for your use of the goats.
Okay.
So like pet goats, if you're not going to eat them, you're not going to milk them, there's a lot more stuff they'll offer to give them because you're not consuming any product from that animal.
Some chemical stew. Here, have this.
It's not people. They don't give them 500. It's like the difference between 2 and 4.
You mean it's not a baby person, yeah, human?
Which we will do. I have the list. But generally, common recommendations are CDT or CDNT and rabies.
Hmm.
Those are the two most common ones that every goat that you're going to be in contact with, you probably want them to be vaccinated for those things.
CDT?
I can look it up here in a second. I can't remember what top of.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, what it is. There were several other options or optional vaccines depending on where you live and what your goats are doing and what you want for your goats. But yeah, there's a book called literally Raising Goats for Beginners that has all this stuff in. That's all what we're getting it from. Maintaining your health and your happy goats, or healthy and happy goat. Once your goats are home, a few tasks you'll need to keep in mind to keep your goats happy and healthy. Check on your goats daily, obviously. Feed them around anything usual. Always inspect fencing and housing routine to avoid escaping goats. You also if you set up a schedule for trimming goat hoofs. So their hoofs need trimmed like fingernails.
Okay. Like horses and stuff.
I would not advise doing it yourself.
Okay.
Unless we did it ourselves, but we also had 50 goats.
So economically,
yes, you could
had to.
So we had to go get trained to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I would not pay somebody to come do it the first couple times and ask them. Normally they'll charge you a little extra and they'll teach you how to do it.
Yeah. So yeah, there's you got to do that.
But if you only have
one or two, yeah,
just pay the guy.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's like $20 a goat every 2 months or something like that.
Now, you're stimulating his wallet. You're happy. He's happy.
We only have one guy locally that even does horses and goats anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
A dying trade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the stuff's going away.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it? I mean,
I don't remember his name off the top of my head.
Okay.
I've seen him recently.
My uncle probably knows him.
Like fingernails, goats, hooves grow constantly, so they need regular trimming to avoid foot problems, because they can get a lot of foot problems really quick if you don't keep up on it.
Mm.
It takes time to learn how to trim goat hoofs, but you'll eventually become quicker. There are videos online showing you how to trim a goat's hoofs if you're feeling brave. The best advice anybody can give you is take your time and never cut too much. So you ever, like, you'd cut your dog's nails and you cut too deep and they bleed and they scream?
Even my own.
Yeah.
I cut them too deep.
Yeah, don't do that on a goat.
Yeah.
Because they won't stop bleeding.
Oh, kill them.
They won't die. It's going to be a mess, though.
Yeah.
And that goat, the next time you go to do it.
Oh, he's going to hate you.
He or she will try to fight you.
Yeah. I'll throw down with a goat if I have to. I'll throw down.
Littler goats is one thing. Bugs is 450 pounds.
Sometimes you got to show him who's boss, though.
And we would each grab one of his horns and be dragged around.
Gosh.
His horns were 2.5 feet long, I believe.
Man. That'd be fun. I want to put on some football pads and just go at him.
I have some commonly asked questions about raising goats, and then we'll just talk.
All right.
What do goats eat? This is just like on a forum. So people thinking about getting goats, they ask. So I thought it was good to include. What do goats eat? Goats primarily eat grass and they browse, but will also enjoy grains, fruits, and vegetables in, you know, small quantities. A balanced diet is essential for their health.
Okay.
So do not overload them on sugars and fruits and veggies. Because like I've already said previously, they will eat until they die. Like a sulcata will, you know, with protein-based stuff or higher sugar.
Right.
They'll just keep eating.
Oh, yeah. They love it. Oh, yeah. I told you about when my turtle found the raspberries, right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
How much space do your goats need? Goats need around 200 square feet of space per adult goat for grazing and exercise. Adequate shelter for necessary protection from harsh winds, depending on number of goats.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to stall them, and it's like raise them in a stall,
yeah,
just do the math. So, you know, roughly 200 square feet. So 20 by 20 is 400 square feet.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. Because
20 by 10 would be 200.
Yeah.
So something like that. So just keep that in mind when you're building a pen or whatever.
Make it big enough for them.
They need room. They are exercisers. Give them stuff to play on. Switch stuff out.
Stuff to jump on.
Don't let them get bored.
Yeah, exactly.
What vaccines do goats require? Common vaccines for goats are tetanus, colostrum purifying type C and D, and rabies.
What's that? What's the colostrum purifying?
I'm not saying that. Clostridium? I'll look it up here in a second, because that's that one that's when I was just talking about a second ago.
Okay.
The recommended, I can't remember off the top of my head. How do you prevent parasites in your goats? Regular deworming, maintaining clean living conditions, and rotational grazing to help them prevent parasite infestations in goats. Because if you keep feeding them where they're eating, because that's a part of the intestinal worms' life cycle, they poop out the eggs and grow into the grass.
Yeah.
So if they're sitting there eating all the grass that they just pooped in.
That's where that saying is, you don't eat where you crap.
Yes. What are common?
Or you don't crap where you eat.
What are common health issues for goats? Common health concerns in goats include respiratory infections, hoof problems, and external parasites. Goats get lice. And they have three different types of lice, and the one type can infect humans.
Ooh, not good.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had lice. I think I've avoided that.
I've narrowly avoided it. Lisa one time was taking care of a resident that had it.
Oh, no.
And they were supposedly clean, and then she came home and started scratching her head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get out.
Yeah. Well, I remember one time my mom used to babysit our cousins, and I came home from school, and I just, you know, went up to my room. And I just hear yell, don't go in your room. And I was like, duh. Why? Like, what did I do? I thought I was in trouble. And then she said, your cousin so-and-so has had lice. And I'm like, no, like in my room. So I thought for sure I had it, but somehow I avoided it.
All right, I pulled it up. Here, you can read the actual name of it. So we can actually know what it's said.
All right, let's see here. Clostridium.
Clostridium.
Yeah. Perfringes? Perfringens?
C and D.
Type C and D are bacterial strains that cause different forms of food poisoning.
Here, I can read the rest. I just wanted you to say the name.
So it's
Clostridium. So that's why I was having trouble, because colostrum is the first couple bits of milk-like substance that animals produce.
So basically, it's a vaccination against to prevent food poisoning.
Well, this is like that disease I was saying that flips their stomachs and kills them.
Oh, okay.
So food poisoning is very different when we're talking about humans versus them.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is sour stomach and stuff like that.
Fair. All right. I just don't like vaccines. They've turned, I don't know. So my trust in them is gone.
So type C can typically affect young lambs, causing hemorrhagic uretrosis, which is basically a hemorrhaging disease.
Mm-hmm.
It'll give them blood clots and stuff in their stomach lining. Mm-hmm. While type D is overeating disease.
Okay.
Affects sheep and goats of any age. Both are typically considered with change in digestive tract, often triggered by sudden change in diet or stress. Gotcha. It's a sour stomach.
Yeah.
That's what when I was a kid, it was always referred to as sour stomach, because it will kill them extremely fast.
Mm.
Type C can also produce epsilin toxins, which is something that is responsible for neurological signs of the disease. So I've seen that in goats where they start ticking and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
And that's a sign of this stuff building up.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Do whatever you think's best. But I think almost all of our goats and all your fair goats have to be, I think those at least two rabies in this one.
Yeah. Have to have.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I mean, use your best judgment. I would do it because sour stomach kills ruminants. Goats aren't true ruminants like a cow is.
Right.
But that's kind of how they feed. And it can really, it can kill them extremely quick.
Mm.
So just decide what you're using the goat for. If it's a market goat, if it's a meat goat.
Well, I think you should give your goat a little bit. I think if you're feeding your dieting your goat, sprinkle a little bit of flavors of the forest into his food. And I promise you that'll be the healthiest, most happy goat you've ever had.
I think garlic was on the list of don't feed your goat.
I don't remember you saying garlic. Flavors of the forest is a little different, though, because it's freeze-dried.
Especially when you butcher your goat. Then you can...
Ooh, then you really...
I love eating goat, by the way. Everybody at home, if you've never tried goat...
Goat meat. What's the name for it? Is there a name for, like, goat meat?
Oh, there is. There is one of the fancy names for it, and I can't remember it.
What we got? Baby cow's veal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think here.
Sheeps are called lamb.
Really?
Yeah, because you buy a lamb, right?
Yeah.
It's not lamb.
It's not.
It's not a lamb. It's sheep.
So what's the difference between a lamb and a sheep?
You're talking about biological conditions. A lamb is a baby sheep.
Ah.
But the name sheep, I don't know, has just a dirty association with it, as in, like, they are not dirty animals.
Lamb sounds cleaner.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I say this about pigs, too. Everybody's like, pigs and ducks are so dirty. They're disgusting. Yeah, you keep them in tiny cramped pens.
Yeah.
They're going to be, gross and disgusting. Pigs and ducks and sheep will be as clean as you allow them to be.
Mm-hmm.
We had pigs in a pasture. They were never dirty.
Yeah.
Never dirty. They pooped in a corner way far away from where they hung out. So do horses if you give them enough space. So if you see a gross, nasty pen, it's probably because the animal doesn't have enough space.
Yeah.
Because animals, they don't want to eat their own poop. They don't want to lay in their own poop.
No.
Most farm animals don't, at least.
Right, yeah.
So if you keep a pen, four pigs in a pen that's 8 foot by 8 foot, it's going to be a gross, nasty mess,
mm-hmm,
because they produce a lot of poop. Same with ducks.
Right, yeah.
If you don't want ducks to be gross and disgusting, give them space.
Give them space to run around in, so it's not in their own poop, not in their own toilet.
Yeah, and then they make water gross. It's called eutrophication.
Yeah.
Because it's just, they're like biologically programmed to poop in their water.
Mm.
Because normally they're in big bodies of water or moving water.
Mm.
So if you just have a little water bowl, there's something in their brain that just, they don't want to drink it. They'll stop drinking water that eutrophies because it tastes nasty.
Right, yeah. I mean, so would I.
But they do it, and people are like, well, they do it to their water. Yeah, because they're biologically programmed to do that.
Gotcha. That's why they're pooping predators, in the water bucket.
Like, yeah, predators don't find them. And all that stuff. But yeah, I like goats. if you think about getting goats, here's my thing. Why I'm getting them, right? Kids are drinking about a gallon of milk a day.
Yep.
Also, we've talked about on the show a lot how the poultry industry in North America, both backyard and industrial, is coming under fire through various means.
Psychotic means.
And I have 2 weeks to know how my fight's going for the year.
Yeah.
Because May 17th, I think, is...
when the order goes into effect, I guess?
When it's supposed to...
Or it's decided on?
It's supposed to be over.
Oh, okay, 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 okay.
So they have been basically hinting at not extending it to appease people.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to extend it. And if they do, it's going to be all out chaos.
Yeah.
Because...
we got to flatten it. Just 2 more weeks. Yeah, just 2 more weeks.
Been 3 months.
2 more weeks, though. Just flatten the curve. 2 more weeks. You can do it. We're all in this together. Don't you be the one that ruins it for everybody else.
So why we chose goats is for that. For butter and for milk and for all kinds of dairy. Like just dairy.
Mm.
Goat butter, I miss having it. Lotions and soaps.
Mm.
You can make amazing, the best lotion and soap you'll ever do in your life.
Ooh, the finest, from goat. Finest creams and lotions.
They come from goats.
Yeah.
We've had goat ice cream. When we were kids, ooh, we had goat milk and everything.
Yeah. Goat milk's good.
We would drink it, not like straight from the teat, but we would squirt it in each other's mouths when we were milking and stuff. Like, it's great.
Yeah, it's great. It's good.
I will say, though, if you've never had unpasteurized or if you've never had full milk.
Real milk.
It can really upset your stomach the first couple times because your stomach's not, it's extremely rich.
Right.
Just keep in mind, when you buy a gallon of cow milk at the store, all of the cream is out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been boiled to hell and back.
All the good bacteria.
And it's extremely watered down.
Yep. It's not real milk.
So I'm actually, with these two goats I'm getting, I'm buying a electric milker. It's the first time in my life I've ever had one. We used to milk them all by hand.
Okay.
But I just want an electric milker because it's quicker, because it automatically goes into the pot. And you can, so to keep some of that stuff and to keep the better proteins, I still boil milk. Because you just never know what the goat's been laying in or
sure,
all that. But if you do it low and slow,
you
keep a lot more of the nutritional value. I've drank raw milk. I don't advise it to anybody because you don't know how you're going to react. If I was a farm kid.
I advise it. I'll do it. Drink it. It's good for you. The Vikings lived off it.
Because like, I think it was in New York, banned it recently, raw milk. Because a lot of people drank it because they were fighting for it. And a bunch of them got sick. Because you will get sick maybe the first couple times.
Yeah.
Especially if you drink it like you're drinking milk out of the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of water that right, they've added to that milk.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's like, this is extremely rich.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it'll upset your tummy.
Right, yeah.
And it depends on how sensitive you are. Like, when we were kids, we had cows and goats. We drank milk out of the pail. Literally, we were doing it at the fair one time, and I don't know who had milked this goat. It was full of hair, bucket. And we got like a bunch of hair. And I about threw up because I can eat about anything or drink about anything, but a hair touching me. And I've had those goats like kick poop in my mouth and all that. Never thought about it. But just when you're drinking something and a hair touches you.
Yeah.
Normally, we would run them through a strainer.
That's what you're supposed to do. Like cheesecloth or something.
Yeah. We actually just had a fine mesh metal strainer.
Metal strainer, yeah. Like stainless steel one.
Yeah. And put it in a big milk can.
That's all you need.
But you can do whatever. So what do you think about the government trying to stop people from having goats, which we didn't, they're not really right now, at least
not yet.
Laws targeting.
Not yet.
But there are laws going into effect right now targeting small cow operations for both beef and milk.
Yes.
I think you need to get rid of the mega corporation cow. The environmental destruction that a 200,000 cow operation causes it's not good for the cows. And there are farmers that care. I'm not talking about the farmers are bad right, people or that the cows are in poor health.
Right.
The environmental strain in an area is extreme.
It's not good.
So I don't advise it. I'd rather have the same number of cows just spread out through the country and everybody having a couple cows.
Right, yeah.
Because it's much better and the environment can handle it much easier spread out.
It's just, and I have the same opinion on solar panels. We don't need these dang stupid solar farms.
I think
everybody one.
The roofs.
Yeah.
Your roof.
It's already there.
But just put it like, we have all these.
But Bill Gates can't own it then. He can't own that stuff then. He can't own the power that they generate that they can sell to you then.
He just did something too recently. I sent it to you, I think. All right. Well, so what should these people do?
You need to just go out and get a goat. Get 2 goats. Just start small. Get 2 goats. and push back against your local government when they say, no, you can't feed yourself, you can't take care of yourself or your family. No, you need us. No, you give them the finger and you say, I'm getting the goat. I'm getting the goat and he's staying here with me and I'm going to feed him and raise him well. I'm going to drink his milk and then when he's done, I'm going to eat him. And that's what I'm going to do. So get yourself some goats, get some quail, get some fresh water and filter your own water and get off the grid. That's the last step is getting off the grid. Goats, on goats, off grid. That's what we're trying to say here. Chase the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by their evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. Living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Through our steals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.